WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Music critic Milo Miles recently attended one of the first concerts in this country by Chinese rock star Choi Jian. He's a youth hero in China. His songs were chanted by students at Tiananmen Square, and he's been periodically suppressed by the government. Over here, he's virtually unknown outside the Chinese community. But Milo predicts that with Choi Jian's command of both rock's music and attitude, he will not stay secret long.
You never know what to expect from non-English rock bands. There's often a lot of cliches, a lot of random enthusiasm, and a lot of feeling that it's not bad, but still. This is resolutely not the case with China's Choi Jian. About three songs into the show I saw in Boston, it hit me that this guy was not messing around. He was a whiz musician who had discovered his idiom. He reaffirms your faith that there are just some people born to rock. Choi was born, period, in 1961, and by the time he was 20, he was a school trumpeter in the Beijing Symphony Orchestra. But he was infected by the music of capitalist running dogs like Bruce Springsteen, The Police, and Talking Heads. He began playing electric guitar, and in 1986 he wrote his first rock song. This is a sample from a live version. The title translates as, "It's not that I don't understand," and it's about the dangerous excitement of having an open mind. Choi is a passionate advocate of free thinking, but he notes that the world changes for those who choose freedom, and it keeps on changing, faster and faster. As he puts it, "I suddenly feel the world in front of me is somewhere I am not." One highlight of his concert was "A Piece of Red Cloth," a smooth mid-tempo tune with a delicate trumpet part. It used to have the more provocative title, "The Red Cloth Blinds Me," and Choi has played it with a red bandana tied around his eyes. The reference to the communist flag still can't be missed. Choi includes numerous delightful sing-along choruses and catchy do-do-do chants in his music, but his flair for tricky, fluid arrangements is what eventually knocks you out. Chinese instruments and folk song forms can sound shrill and brittle to Westerners, But Choi has learned from Sting and David Byrne, who throw all sorts of odd tones into their songs without missing a beat. Choi Jeon ended his Boston show with the all-out rouser called Rock and Roll on the New Long March, and he definitely takes the long view. His first big hit was the tune Nothing to My Name, and he joked on stage that now we have 1 cent. He may have meant that Chinese capitalism was soulless, but it also meant his world conquest had just gotten started. I may not have seen rock and roll future that night, but I sure saw an outstanding example of its present.
Milo Miles writes about music from Cambridge.